So we've all heard the saying that women are from Venus and men are from Mars, but what exactly does this mean? In today's podcast, we'll be taking an intergalactic adventure to get to the bottom of this. So buckle up your seatbelts and get ready for this episode of Neuroscience News with Sarah Blossom. First stop is Venus, second planet from the sun, and apparently the birthplace of female kind. While the field of neuroscience has typically excluded females as subjects of interest, times are changing and more research on females have been done. Females have generally been found to have better verbal abilities, speech production, and perceptual speed. They also have been found to be more at risk for stress disorders and eating disorders. After a quick stop over to Mars, we can see that males have been found to be more aggressive, prefer more rough play as children, and have better spatial abilities such as mentally rotating 3D objects. Researchers have also found that on average, females have a stronger drive to empathize with others than males do. But what could be accounting for this difference in behavior? A study by Emma Chapman, Bonnie A. Young, Simon Baron Cohen, and Rebecca C. Nickmeyer investigated this difference in empathy and believed it to be a result of developmental differences in brain structure. These scientists are part of a vast number who research what is called sexual dimorphisms in the brain, that is, differences in the brain between males and females. Scientists have found that the brain does differ slightly between sexes in terms of size, and have hypothesized that these differences in brain structure probably have a bidirectional relationship with sex differences in behavior, meaning that people are biologically predispositioned to act in certain ways, but certain behaviors also lead to the formation of synaptic connections in the brain, as in, some behaviors are actually changing the structure of your brain and reinforcing that behavior. The scientists of the empathy study that I mentioned previously were interested in how the brain structure predispositioned males and females to act differently in terms of empathy. They believed that the answer to this can be found in what is called fetal testosterone levels. But to fully understand this and how our brains become sexually differentiated, we have to go back to the very beginning. To guide us on our journey is leading neuroscientist Dr. Kate Matthews. Thanks for coming in today, Kate.
Of course, no problem. I'm glad to be here.
So today we're talking about how men and women behave in different ways and how this behavior can actually be a result of biological differences in the brain. I was reading this study by Chapman et al. On the effects of fetal testosterone on empathy, and I was wondering if you could walk us through this study and explain what exactly they're talking about.
Sure, no problem. So, as you said, this study is looking at fetal testosterone. When they say this, they're referring to the amount of testosterone that babies are exposed to while they're in the womb. While it's crazy to think about, this exposure has long-lasting effects. This time period is referred to as a critical period for development, meaning that events during this time can have lasting effects on their development. In this case, hormone exposure during this time leads to sexually differentiated brain development and behavior. Researchers have found that testosterone exposure in the womb is responsible for male typical behavior.
Wow, that's so cool. How did researchers discover that?
This was originally discovered in a study done back in 1959 by Charles Phoenix and his lab group. They injected pregnant guinea pigs with testosterone and observed the mating behavior of the offspring. They found that male offspring that were exposed to testosterone exhibited male typical behavior. Female offspring exposed to testosterone also exhibited male typical behavior and continued to into adulthood if they continued to be exposed to it. These effects went away in the absence of testosterone.
So basically what you're saying is that exposure to testosterone in the womb is what led to different behaviors?
That's exactly right. This testosterone exposure occurs only for males since they have testes, which produce testosterone, and females do not. This is part of the organization/activation hypothesis. Researchers propose that this early surge in testosterone in utero has brain organizing effects, accounting for the sexually differentiated brain sizes. The organization that occurs as a result of this first surge is seen as permanent. However, there is a second surge of hormones that occurs around puberty. During this, females experience a rise in estrogen and progesterone, and males experience a rise in testosterone. Scientists think that this surge of hormones also have effects on behavior, but these effects serve to modify the behaviors that were already laid out during the first surge.
So, to sum it all up, these different surges in hormones lead to different brain development in males versus females, both of which could be responsible for the differences in behavior that we can see in everyday life and in this study by Chapman et al. Very cool. So, what did the researchers in the empathy study find?
Their results map on pretty well to what we've been talking about. They were specifically looking at children and found that fetal testosterone levels differed between sexes, as expected, and these levels were inversely correlated with performance on tasks meant to assess empathy abilities. Basically, they found that higher levels of fetal testosterone were correlated with worse performance on empathy tasks. While they were more focused on children, their study aligns very well with the general findings of this kind of research.
Very interesting. Thanks for walking us through that, Kate.
No problem.
So there you have it, folks. That's just a little bit about what may be underlying differences in behavior between males and females. To sum it up, today we talked about how differences in brain structures between males and females could be accounting for different behaviors. These brain differences come about as a result of differing testosterone exposure in the womb. This study is just one of many that is able to showcase how differences in hormones back in the womb have huge effects later on. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Neuroscience News.